Hello, everybody. Jim Young. Welcome to this week's RealCom Live. Boy, have we got a great show today. As we're really starting to figure out the rhythm of RealCom Live, it's becoming apparent that what we're doing is we're going to be looking around the world for those individuals, those real estate projects that aren't just talking about technology, but are actually doing them. So our team is constantly looking for projects that are actually pushing innovation that we have not really seen. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Our guest, Farooq Aslam, from the CEO of Sinclair Holdings, has taken a hotel in Texas and has reconstructed an old piece of real estate into what might conceivably be the most intelligent, next generation, innovative hotel in the world. And we usually have two guests on the RealCom Live, but since there's so much that we need to explore about this particular project, we asked Farooq if he'd be interested in being on both segments, and he was happy to do so. So before we get started, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a video because that's a very efficient way for you to get an idea of the project, give you some context, and then we're going to bring him on and have an incredible conversation. So let's run that video.
Sinclair Hotel is probably the first truly connected commercial building in North America. The customer experience at Sinclair is very important to us. I think in this day and age, people are looking for experiences. So we are working with Intel and learning about AI, IoT, and data. AI is the future. When you're in your room, it's like having a virtual assistant that you can communicate with. You can get any information you want about the surroundings, about any restaurants in the area. These are little things, but they're very important to guests. From guest experience to business operations, the latest in IoT technology matters. This building is connected. The entire building, the entire lighting system, the entire motorized window blinds and roller shades. Your rooms are very integrated with all these endpoints that are connected on this network. Intel's role in Sinclair development matters because they bring a lot of knowledge about data. I'm already very grateful for Intel leading this whole effort by us. And they are putting us on the map with other major companies and showing what we have been able to do here. By going to this technology, we are seeing anywhere from 35 to 40% energy savings. 35% is very significant. That's a third of power consumption saved. And if all buildings do that, that means a third less power plants out there, a third less greenhouse gases out there. So, I mean, this is a trickle-down effect that can have some very big reverberations all the way down. Intel helps us see the small things which make a big difference, and that has a big impact on our business. My name is Farooq Aslam. When it comes to technology, everything matters.
Farooq, so good to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Yeah. You know, when I watched that video and the conversations we've been having leading up to this, I have to say I'm incredibly impressed. And I have literally traveled the world from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to Seoul, South Korea and Singapore and everything in between in search of smart buildings. The journey started in 2004 and continues to this day. And I'm going to get to your hotel shortly because if I'm willing to travel to Dubai to take a look at a smart building, I should certainly be able to get to Texas very soon. So, we got a lot to talk about here today. I'm going to try to do it in the logical order, macro to micro. So let's start with a big picture. Who are you? Where did you come from? What are your credentials? And then we're going to get into how this evolved into this project.
So my name is Farooq Aslam. I was born in Pakistan. I came to US at the beginning of 1984 to study electrical engineering in Houston. And then in late 80s, actually 90, I moved to Fort Worth, Texas. There were some opportunities to buy real estate in those days from FDIC and Ambresco. And that was a time of SNL, savings and loan crisis in Texas, unfortunately, was leading that crisis. And that's my foray into real estate, commercial real estate. My dad trusted me with some money and I bought a shopping center and then some land here, which was, I'm glad I did. Subsequently, I bought a building in downtown Fort Worth in 1998. That was the former headquarter for Color Tile Company. It was a Tandy Corporation company. And luckily, this is 1998 when internet was beginning to become, to matter. Right. And we had the intersection in downtown where my building was, had a lot of tier one fiber ducts going there. So I made that building into a data center. So AT&T Local Services was my first anchor tenant. Also in those days in 1999, I started a telecom company. So I started dabbling with VoIP, voice over internet protocol, which was in its infancy back then, and people were still not taking it seriously. I saw a huge potential and I started working with Cisco on compressing. If you remember back then, you used to compress voice as packets and then decompress on the other end. And the mainstream companies like Nortel and Lucent never took that seriously. I give that example nowadays of Tesla. 10 years ago, nobody took Tesla seriously. 2012, they come out with Model S. The mainstream car companies wrote them off. And today they're all chasing them. And same thing happened with VoIP back then. Internet protocol, IP packets, was not considered carrier grade. And today, and this is the same time in 2000, 2001, I remember switching my office phone system from a Nortel PBX to a Cisco call manager. So that's when the first set of phones we had an auxiliary power supply. So while you had a desktop phone with an Ethernet cable to bring data, you also have to have a brick, a power brick to plug into an AC outlet to light up the screen to bring power. And I think the very following year, the 15 watt PoE power was introduced. So now you no longer need an electrical outlet to plug in that brick there. And this is my foray into seeing what PoE power could do. Subsequently, it became 30 watts. You saw cameras and other equipment and access points getting on it. And today is
low voltage. So basically,
and today that budget has gone to 90 watts, which is amazing.
Right. What I'm hearing though, basically, is a real practical experience with real estate. You're a building owner, operator. And then equally experienced with an engineering background in technology. Fair statement?
That is a fair statement. Being in buildings and commercial buildings and getting them built from ground up gave me a lot of knowledge on various systems used in building, from mechanical systems to your sprinkler systems to fire alarm systems. Knowledge was absolutely very helpful and useful.
So every big project like your hotel has an epiphany, has the starting point, the genesis of the idea. Where was that for this particular project?
A very interesting story. 2016, I had bought the Sinclair building in late 2013. It was an office building, 85% occupied. And the first challenge was to get the building vacated, emptied. And we had some pushback from some tenants. In the meantime, we are designing it as a luxury hotel. And it's an all AC powered building, LED lighting, but all line voltage AC powered. In early 2016, I was working on a project that just finished, another Marriott ground up hotel. I had put a very sophisticated dimming system from Lutron, a 46 zone dimming system. And back then the dimmable lights had AC input for the light and a low voltage cable parallel to it for controls. Yeah. And so you have to daisy chain a low voltage cable to every light that you want to control from a dimming panel, a very laborious job. So first an electrician comes in, installs a light, then a low voltage contractor comes in and runs that cable. So when the time came to commission that system, it did not work. And Lutron blamed the electrical contractor. So I was very frustrated. I said, okay, I'm going to live to see a day when I don't need an electrical contractor, electrician, and I don't need Lutron. So that was the motivation to say, what else can I do? And I was in my office 2016, March, April timeframe. My phone rings, you know, I see the screen, the touch screen lights up. I said, oh, I've got power in this Ethernet cable. I wonder if anybody is using this technology to do lighting. So I Googled, and turned out Cisco was already dabbling with it, you know.
Yeah.
And I met
Dave Leonard and Redwood.
Lewis.
Dave Leonard and Redwood were the child that was born from that idea.
So that led me to Cisco and this gentleman, Lewis Swau, who now is my founding partner at Sinclair Digital. And he has educated me a lot. I went to Cisco Live. They had a digital ceiling booth there with many Cisco partners with different devices, from lighting to actuators for air conditioning system, VAV valves, Delta Controls was there, and many other vendors. So it really opened my eyes. And 2016 summer, I started remodeling a 10-story building, my office building, adjoining to Sinclair, which anchors, CVS is an anchor store. There's data center, and there's office space and other tenants here. And we converted that. There was a grant given to us from DOE to put digital electricity in the building. Wow. And then all the lighting installed was PoE powered. But that was a centralized deployment, rack-mounted switches, and then home runs to all the drivers and light fixtures.
So with all this innovating going on, and I mean, really breaking new grounds, do you sleep? I mean, you've accomplished an awful lot in a small amount of time.
You know, the learning was so immense. By 2017, when Sinclair design was complete and we were waiting for historic approvals, I said, and I just had the Lutron Deming Palin incident. I said, you know what? I'm going to go and try this. And I had to convince Marriott. So luckily, the global head of design at Marriott was very progressive. And he immediately invited me, or they flew down here first and looked at what we have already done. He got very excited because sustainability was at the root of this.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We were experiencing about almost 40% energy savings by going this route. And we, using PoE power or low voltage DC, we were eliminating any heat generated from fixtures. So Sinclair has about 8,000 light fixtures. They have zero heat coming out of them because it's a low voltage DC power.
Yeah, I often say, if we get this right, you can run a building on a 9-volt battery, and this is the holy grail for sustainability, for global warming, and to see pioneers like you, you know, make these strides is incredible. Tell you what, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the details of the building. So let's hear from one of our sponsors and be right back with Farouk. All right. Pretty appropriate commercial. Right in line with our conversation. So let's get into the details of the project. I mean, you've been explaining some of the features to me. And I said, we're only going to have about 8-10 minutes to talk. So let's bubble up the big ones. So I think you've got some slides for us. Why don't you have us take us through a couple of the features, and we'll have a conversation along the way.
So this, of course, is our, so first of all, every light at Sinclair runs on Ethernet cables, or it's low voltage power over Ethernet. So this is kind of a summary slide, what all is innovative in this building. In here, you see our lithium ion battery system. You also see our rack of volt servers, which is digital electricity. Up on the top right hand, you see our bathroom mirrors with infotainment system, TV channels, and other information. That's all powered using PoE 24-volt power. And then also on the upper right, you see a minibar, a drawer minibar from Dematic, which is can cool it down to 40 degrees. You can put 2 or 3 12-packs of drinks in there, or beer in there, and it'll chill it down to 40 degrees using an Ethernet cable. And then down below in the middle is actually a typical room installation. We have these distributed switches. There's an 8-port switch in every room. It's a plenum rated, no fan, very, very quiet switch that actually manages the whole room. Here is the bigger picture of that minibar. we're actually working with Dematic to create some more versions of mini bars or refrigerators. We are working on a 4.5 cubic feet under counter refrigerator with a freezer section that will run on an Ethernet cable under 90 watts budget.
So we can go back to that refrigerator for a quick moment. So you're not only buying the building, putting it in the right infrastructure, but you're pushing the vendor community to give you a rethinking of their products that fit into this low voltage environment, correct?
Absolutely. So we are very lucky to have teamed up with Cisco, Intel, LG, Matic, Somfy. These are all partners who customized products for Sinclair, from window motors for roller shades and drapes to this Dematic. Dematic is very big into DC powered appliances, but standard two-wire DC power. This Ethernet power, power over Ethernet, has really, really got them thinking at the possibilities. For example, our next version of minibar will tell you central from a central system what the temperature in each room in each minibar is. Somebody left the door open. It can alert the housekeeping to go in and shut the door off, you know. So that's the advantage of a connected end device, such as a minibar, where you can real-time exchange data. You can see if it's cooling or if it's not cooling. Before a guest can complain, we know ahead of time there's an issue or somebody left the door open. People can hang a do not disturb sign and leave the minibar open and go off.
But to be able to create a cooling system using a computer cable is an incredible accomplishment as far as physics go. I mean, that is not an easy task, correct?
I will, 3 years ago in my office, we had a 26 cubic feet Panasonic refrigerator with the ice maker, 26 cubic feet, standard off the shelf. And we had an Ethernet cable powering the refrigerator for a few months here, you know, just to demonstrate. We can now take appliances, dishwashers, microwaves, washer dryers, put an Ethernet cable and run the whole thing. Standard appliance off the shelf, not some custom made appliance for us.
Well, I'll let you continue with your slides. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
So another feature here is a digital shower. We teamed up with Kohler. Today, it is plugged in to an AC outlet for some of the brains in it, but it has a budget to fit into PoE power. So our next version with Kohler would be a PoE power shower. So we can then save your settings. You come in, stay in the hotel, room 307. You like the water to come from the rain head. You want 105 degrees. We can save those settings. Next time you go, a month later, 3 months later, you come back into the hotel. Now you're in room 1503. You go and you push the button. Those settings will be repeated there. That's the enhanced guest experience. We'll remember that. I mean, I have my preferences saved on American Airlines. I want an aisle seat. I want in the first 10 rows. So they automatically take me there. And that's the kind of customer service that you like and you expect. And we are able to give that.
How about the privacy conversation? I mean, obviously with the collection of all this data, people are going to start to say, well, who's got the data? Who can see it? I'm assuming you've given an awful lot of thought to the privacy.
So you can imagine it's a Marriott hotel, and Marriott is very, very, very careful and concerned about who has access to data, right? And that's why Intel is a big part of what we do, because Intel has proven themselves to really manage data very well. And Intel is helping us, my team, get fully versed on AI as well. So I think at this point, the data is very secure and it is not being shared by anybody, you know.
Very good.
Here, this is one of the most interesting technologies at Sinclair. It's a company called World Server near Massachusetts. And this actually is pulse power. So it takes AC power in the back, converts that into high voltage DC, and then in packets of energy. And those packets can go up to 6,500 feet away. So you could be in the tallest building in the world, put this volt server rack, which is 12 kilowatt, each shelf is 12 kilowatt. There are four power supplies. You can transport this power on an 18 gauge cable, you know, 6,500 feet away. So it's a very, very amazing technology. And I think I can see a lot more buildings in future. And it's a class two power. So it's limited energy. So it does not, at least here in Fort Worth, we do not need an electrical contractor to install this here because it's a class two power. And this probably by far, I would say, when I'm asked this question, what's the single most innovative thing we have done at Sinclair? It will be this slide here. We are able to replace a 350 kilowatt diesel generator with these lithium ion battery packs. Actually, the whole system is, should be very small. In the picture on the left, right side, in the far back there, there are two cabinets, and you see in the picture on the left, those one of the doors open. Those two shelves are batteries. 332 kilowatt hour is the battery capacity here. The big box in the middle is a 1 megawatt inverter. That was the only inverter, the smallest inverter available from LG at the time. I only need 87 kilowatt inverter. They have a new one, which is a single shelf that's 250 kilowatt. So the system is much more compact than a 350 kW generator. And I don't have to store 500 gallons of diesel fuel. I don't have to start that every week and pollute my environment, both noise pollution and environmental pollution. So this to me is a game changer for buildings in the future, where many cities are cracking down on noise pollution and environmental pollution, that you have these stored energy systems for backup or even peak load shaving or even standalone. We have just designed a project where it's renewable energy harvested into these battery systems and runs a whole hotel 24/7 on stored energy.
Wow, absolutely incredible. What is amazing is that you are innovating at so many levels. I mean, you're not just innovating, you know, at the front end experience with the guests. You're also innovating in the back end, in the utility closets, in the basement. And you're really taking a holistic look to this experience. Absolutely amazing. So we only have a couple minutes left, and we're going to bring you back, not on RealCom Live. We're going to probably try to get a webinar together, which is a 90-minute format, a lot of back and forth with different guests. So we'll talk to you about that. But in the last minute or so we've got, give me an idea of what's next. Where are you going?
So definitely Sinclair is version 1.0. It was a great learning for us. What we've learned is in a future hotel, which we are working on now, we can pretty much eliminate AC power. Even at Sinclair, when we went from our all AC design building to partially low voltage DC power, alternating floors, we eliminated electrical panels. We went from our 3000 amp switchgear to 2500 amp. I was trying to bring it down to 2000 amp, but my electrical engineer for the building was a little conservative. I think next we can make the entire air conditioning system, mechanical system, which is your AC system, plus your fresh air system, plus your exhaust fans run on class two power, low voltage DC. Ethernet cables running your fan coils. Yeah. You know, that would be the next breakthrough.
That solves global warming. I mean, I don't mean to be.
It should,
I mean,
right?
I mean, honestly, if you take us from the old world and move us into the new world that fast, the numbers don't lie. The efficiency of low voltage is I've always said it's the holy grail. Well, Farouk, unfortunately, we are out of time. As you can tell, we could go for hours. I think we did a good job today of you know, telling the story from the top all the way down. The guests now have an idea of who you are and what this project is all about, but this is just the beginning of the conversation. We're going to have you back on many fronts and continue to tell the story because you're doing amazing work.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Have a great day and a good weekend. All right, with that, let's get to the news. We got Howard Berger coming in and telling us what the heck. Well, that's the news. Farouk is the news for the week as far as I'm concerned. So you can start with that, and I'll get out of your way and let you.
Thanks, Jim. And thanks, Farouk. Great show today. So every week, end of the show, we highlight a few of the stories from our weekly news briefing that's released every Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific. And our lead story today is about Lendlease's visionary Milan Innovation District, also known by the acronym MIND, M-I-N-D, and it's situated on Milan's former Expo 2015 site. It's going to be the future home of the Galeazzi Hospital, the new science campus for the University of Milan, and Italy's new Research Institute for Life Sciences. Now, MIND, this is interesting, MIND's going to be powered by Lendlease's new digital property lifecycle platform called Podium. And this innovation district is going to blend both the digital values of connection and collaboration, but also retain traditional charm of like Renaissance style architecture, like piazzas and fountains. It's going to be a blue-green district, water conscious, with nature everywhere. So they're building this district with no carbon fossil fuels used, and it's going to be quote unquote absolute zero carbon by 2040. Now, Lendlease has hatched a federated innovation ecosystem with a bunch of 34 partners across key verticals: life science, healthcare, energy, prop tech, smart spaces, fintech, mobility, retail tech, urban tech, construction, green tech, security, defense, food. And the goal is that MIND is going to become a showcase project and a template for autonomous building projects emerging around the world. Next, I just want to give a special shout out to this week's technology partner, WiredScore, who announced they're going to be officially launching their smart building standard called SmartScore this coming Tuesday, April 20th. Now, while WiredScore's objective is to set a global standard by identifying best-in-class smart buildings to deliver not only exceptional user experience, but also drive cost efficiencies, meet high standards of sustainability, and are quote-unquote future-proof. So look for a link in the article to their white paper entitled Smart Buildings, Our Future is Smart, where they've compiled results from conversations with tenants, landlords, and technologists that were focused on outcomes that users of buildings actually want. So check out the white paper and SmartScore. And last but not least, Houston CIO announced the winners of the 2021 CIO of the Year Orbi Awards. And now this is where Houston CIO recognizes and then they honor chief information officers who've demonstrated excellence in technology leadership in seven key categories. And we are proud to announce that our own Jesse Carrillo, SVP and CIO at Heinz, received the Enterprise Orbi for organizations up to $750 million annual revenue. Now, finalists and winners are selected by an independent peer review process, and that's led by prior Orbi recipients based on leadership and management effectiveness, business value created by technology and innovation, engagement in industry and community endeavors. And Jesse is the whole package and one of the most valued and honored members of our RealCom community and has been for the past 20 years. So Jesse, we're so proud of you. Way to go.
Could not happen to a better guy. And I'm glad that it made the news. And I'm glad that you chose it as one of the top articles tonight. We got to get that spread out then. Thank you, Howard.
Thanks, Jim.
Have a great day. All right. Another great week, another great show. Thanks to Farouk. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Howard for the news, Nancy and team behind the scenes. And next week, another great show. We're going to focus on cybersecurity for buildings, the OT side of it, something we've been very involved with for the last 3-4 years. And who better, Ryan Albaugh from Wells Fargo and Sean Nealon from Brookfield, two guys on top of it, big portfolios, big real estate footprints on top of this topic, and it's going to be a very, very important show. So with that, everybody have a great week, enjoy the weekend, and we will see you next Friday.